an advantage. That Edge is ChrisNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Brits pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the first yearlings to sell by Creative Calls average $117,500. That's getting close to eight times the stud fee. Just another example of why the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Just as impressive as the sales results were those who bought them. Astute horsemen like the folks at Zayat Stables, Mark Cassie, Kip Elser, Kay Met. What's not to like about Creative Cause? He won Grade 1 stakes, he earned over $1 million. His sire, Giants Causeway, earned over $3 million and has topped the sire list three times. His dam won Grade 1 stakes and earned over $1 million. And judging by the sales of his first yearlings to enter the sales ring, he's siring good-looking foals that look and act like runners. That's just about all you can look for in a young stallion prospect. Creative Cause has the total package. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, pull away, pull away.
The people.
Here comes Tim Tam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Secretariat that went by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we are here at the Clocker Stand, just as we are usually every Saturday. Jackie's here with me. In fact, she blew that bugle. She's been practicing that.
I know. I'm getting pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I'm real impressed.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get you a job at some nightclub, one of these, the male bars down here.
Come on. Oh, vomit. Oh, you are really past. You're getting into really strange territory.
Well, anyway, a job's a job, you know.
No, it is. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You could give up law.
Well, okay. Now, wait a minute. Now we're talking serious.
Okay. All right. Well, we are, as I say, here in the Clocker Stand, and it's a lovely morning this morning. Humidity is not too high today, I don't think. Yeah.
Sun's too bright. Everybody was just dying driving in this morning. It's really, really strong.
Yeah, well, it's changed locations when we come across the Ferguson Pike that we cut across every morning. And now it's you used to head right into it. Now it's coming up to the left.
Yeah.
Back when I was clocking here, I used to love it because you could sit here and you could just watch every day and see where the sun was moving, you know, when it came up.
Exactly.
And, I remember June the 21st, you know, it was coming up over by the half mile pole. And then December the 21st, it was coming up by the quarter pole. And after that, it was fun to watch it head back, you know.
Yeah,
that's always made me feel good. Boy, we're getting closer to that half-mile pole. Springs are not far behind. But it's and it was always fun to clock anyway. I couldn't believe they're paying me to come out here and look at horses. So, but,
exactly.
Well, what are we going to do today? Brian Lyle's going to come by at the top of the hour. Brian's from over at Spendthrift Farm. Got some new stallions over there.
A bunch.
Well, three brand new ones, Danza, Metal Count, and Can the Man. And they might have had something else overnight. I don't know. But,
I know,
you know.
They're really packing them in over there.
I think they've got 2021 hit over there now. Now, that's not getting up to back when Mr. Combs was really rolling, back in the 50s and 60s. I would guess it was probably in the 60s. Late 50s and 60s, he got up over 40 head.
Really?
40 stallions over
there.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You go over there to breed a mare and you'd be there all day, you know, just about.
Yeah.
Especially if you got behind some of those slow ones and you were just praying that you wouldn't get behind Jester or one of those studs over there. Jester had to think about it for a while. You know?
Poor Jester.
Poor Jester. You know, he was
wasn't that funny.
He was a Tom Fool, and Tom Fool was very slow.
Was he?
Yeah. And Jester, who was standing down at Mr. E.K. Thomas's down in Paris, he'd won the fraternity as a 2-year-old. He was by Tom Fool. And he was doing very well at stud. And somehow Mr. Combs got him, I guess, you know, worked out a deal with Mr. Thomas and moved him down here. And after about 2 years, he just wouldn't cover a mare, period.
Really?
Yeah, that was the end of him, which is War Emblem's problem that over in Japan, you know.
He's coming back to Michael.
Yeah, he's coming back to old friends. I have to go over and see him.
Yeah.
That will be the second Derby winner he's got over there.
He's got 2 Derby, 2 Preakness, and a Belmont winner.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. And he's got, I love this story, Genuine Risk. Of course, everybody remembers her. Had one colt. And he never ran. I don't know why. I don't know the story, but he was out west breeding. I don't know what breeding. And somebody, he turned up on Craigslist for sale. And that thing got spread across Facebook like lightning, you know. And everybody put old friends, old friends, old friends. And he got there yesterday, I think. Michael called out there and got somebody to pay for him and ship him, I guess, Sally Van. But
yeah,
that's a real success story because that horse wasn't worth 2 dead flies.
No, he was he was not much of a racehorse. And, of course, it wasn't any kind of a stud horse.
No. You know? But his famous mommy's name saved him. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I like the story of Taylor Special Best, you know, that they got over there, rescued out of the state of Washington. You know, he was turned out. Had been deserted on his farm, and he was just living on rainwater, which I guess you can do in Washington.
Yeah.
And
open your
what
mouth.
He could forage, you know.
Yeah.
And finally, the Humane Society picked him up, and they saw a tattoo, and they checked it out to see who it was. And it was a Taylor Special, who had won the. We had seen. I had seen him.
Yeah, we were there.
Well, in fact, I bet on him the day he won the Bluegrass Stakes. Very impressive win. He was an outstanding racehorse. He was by Hawkins Special.
Oh, yeah, and we had a Hawkins Special. That's why we paid attention, I think, one of the reasons.
One of the reasons, A friend of ours, Don Bruce, raced Hawkins Special. He was fast and fragile.
Yes, we had one of those.
And he was the ones that
fast and fragile.
The one we had was fast and fragile also. Okay, well, anyway, Brian's going to come in. We're going to talk to him about his new studs and get a little bit of Brian's background. Steve Moody is back. Good. Because they're running the Diana Grade 1, and they're running the Grade 3 Sanford Stakes today at Saratoga. So we'll be able to talk to Steve about him. We might try to get him toward the end of the first hour. What do you think, Ressie?
If we can get him.
Okay, if we can get him. Okay. All right. Well, he's there, so anyway, we'll get him sometime to Michael Blowen, I assume, is on his way in. He's probably got some, he's going to be talking about War Emblem. They've got to raise the money to get him back, I believe.
And from Japan.
Yeah, knowing Michael, he's probably got that done already.
Probably.
Yeah, of course, we'll have Jackie's announcements. They're running the Coaching Club American Oaks tomorrow. And the first winner of that was Wistful, believe it or not, 1917. And not to be confused with the Wistful that won it in 1949. So there's been 2 Wistfuls win the Coaching Club American Oaks. And Joe Palmer wrote a little bit about that in the 1949 American Racehorses. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And let's see. You know what I went off and forgot?
What?
Doggone it. The winners that came out of here that were trained here.
Can you remember any of them?
Not really. No. I'm afraid I'd leave somebody out. But
you have to do it next
week. I'll do it next week. I'll get them next week. But we were up. I think we had 11 winners since last week's show.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, we're up there.
River Downs dropped their purses 10%.
Yep.
That's what happens. We dodged a bullet when we didn't do that.
There's Tiffany.
Yeah, hey, Tiffany.
She's working over at PetSmart now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right.
We dodged a bullet when we didn't get casinos in this state.
Yeah.
Those people, you know how much they bring in? $9 billion or something like that, racing, betting and all that kind of stuff. The horsemen get less than 1%.
Yeah.
It's like 0.9. Give me a break.
Not only that, you know, what the government giveth, the government taketh away.
That's what they're doing in Ohio. They are now.
Yeah, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
West Virginia's.
Got their new building and their new track and all that stuff. Now the horsemen get less, even less, even less.
Well, they've got a casino owner net, so they're anyway. Well, last Saturday in Indiana, the Indiana Grand, I should say, last Saturday, Indiana Grand, the $100,000 J. Kenneth Self Shelby County Boys and Girls Stakes, that's got to be the longest named stakes in the world.
Maybe you get a big trophy.
Yeah, there you go. Was won by Glennard, and Glennard is a 5-year-old son of Arch. And the $100,000 Mary Holman George Stakes went to Cabana, a 4-year-old filly by Flatter. Glennard, bred in Great Britain by Denford Stud and trained by Graham Motion, won a Delaware in his previous start after he had finished second in the Grade 3 Fairgrounds Handicap in his first start in this country. He also won listed stakes in Great Britain. Cabana posted her second straight win, having won at Churchill in her previous start for breeder Russell Reinemann and trainer Donnie Van Hemmel. She is the sixth 2015 stakes winner for Flatter, whose $20,000 stud fee is the lowest among the top 20 on the 2015 sire list. Flatter's 2015 sales 2-year-olds have averaged $217,000. Archer sired 10 Grade 1 winners, 4 champions, including the outstanding young sire, Bleem, who, of course, was a Claiborne bred and an Eclipse Award winner. Archer sired 10 Grade 1 winners, 4 champions. For more on the Claiborne Stallions, contact Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Alrighty, Erso and I moved to Bourbon County like 30 years ago. Jeez, it seems like yesterday. We weren't too happy with the company in Lexington that had our insurance. It didn't feel like you knew them or anything for sure. Anyway, we thought it'd be a good idea to go to a local company in Paris. That was a great decision. We asked around, and the name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies that offer the best coverage at competitive prices. Folks at Hopewell, prepared to give you no cost, no obligation review and comparison of your insurance. They cover everything for us. House, cars, barns, trucks, farm equipment, liability, you name it. Give them a call. That's the Hopewell Company. Joe or Ted McClain, 987-2347. Or stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They do a great job, and they'll do a great job for you. Ursel guarantees it.
Well, the Clay Ward Agency, which was founded back in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward, has been providing the finest in equine insurance for over 80 years now, and that's their success was based on hard work, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those qualities are still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the pros at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Now, keep that in mind when you go up to the Saratoga sales. Just give Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hiss a call at 987-1861. Stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Paris, or if you're at the sale, I'm sure Shaq's going to be up there. Shaq, of course, is with Indian Creek. Indian Creek, closely affiliated with the Clay Ward Agency, and they've got a nice, if you were looking for a New York bred, they've got a nice consignment of New York breds in the sales, which is coming up, I believe, on the, it's about a week or 10 days after the yearling sale up there, but I think it's the 14th. But anyway, you can probably go out to the farm right now and take a look at them. So that would be a good idea. At Indian Creek, they've raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, including the top-price colt, $385,000 at the recent Facing Tipton select sale, July sale. And don't forget that the August 3 is the deadline for the breeding stock, fall breeding stock sale. So I would suggest that you get in touch with Indian Creek. Here's the number over there. It's an 85 number, 987-7443. Either Shaq Parrish and Nick O'Dryan, or you can go to the website, IndianCreekKY.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursulele.
All righty. Well, Michael Bowen has joined the group here at the Fokker Stand. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm excellent, Ursula. What a beautiful day, huh?
It's a beautiful day. I see you got a new Silver Charm hat on.
Yeah, it's actually an old one. This is the ones they used to give out at Three Chimneys back in the day.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well.
So, Sandy Hatfield's coming, the stallion manager over at Three Chimneys. Used to take care of Silver Charm's coming over to see him this morning.
Oh, is nice.
She? What a nice gal.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Known Sandy forever. Yep. I remember when she and her husband had a horse out here in training. You remember that? No. They were in barn, six. Barn seven.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I worked with Greg.
Yeah.
At whatever the name of that place was, Alchemy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Long time ago.
I never had figured out what Greg does. That's Sandy's husband.
Oh. Oh, he's a cameraman. He's an excellent cameraman.
A cameraman?
Yes.
He's a producer.
Yeah. He does all the racing coverage. He used to do Monday Night Football. I mean, he's very, very accomplished.
Oh, is that right?
Videographer.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
I didn't know that because when he was there, I saw him last time I saw him, at Keeneland on one big day, and he was telling who to stand where and take pictures and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, for whoever was out there that day.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, NBC or one of
them. He does whatever they need done and done well, they give it to him.
Oh, well, that's good. Very accomplished couple.
We used to play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play tennis with.
Well, it'd be good to see her. Silver Charm's doing well. I heard you talking about Genuine Reward. He's very handsome. Looks just like his mother.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of the really interesting things about that is that the poor woman who put him up on Craigslist, she didn't even know what Craigslist was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to the club. I don't either.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's kind of a crummy place to put stuff for sale.
Yeah.
Or somehow it has a bad reputation for being false sometime or something. I don't know.
I have no idea what, you know, I know what it is because people buy and sell. It's like a swap shop on the internet. But in any case, she put up the magic number. It was like $500 and, you know, horse for sale. And that sets up all the, you know, the red flags about going to slaughter because that's kind of the killer price. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, to make first of all, the horse arrived in fabulous condition.
Good. I was going to
ask. Absolutely perfect condition. She got blindsided by all this. She had no idea. You know, she's taking care of her horse. In fact, I was worried because she didn't get back to us for 3 days. She was up getting some cattle up in the mountains and bringing them back down the hill from Sheridan, Wyoming. So, that shows you the kind of life he was leading. And he was actually siring polo ponies very successfully
out
there.
Was that what it was? Mm-hmm. Polo ponies. I thought maybe they were quarter horse.
Nope.
Doing it.
And,
well, actually, he was having a good time out there. Then.
I guess.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to leave.
He's very handsome, and he's got a really very nice disposition. And
you have to turn him out with some mares.
No.
Racing and breeding career is over.
I have seldom seen Michael taken aback, and he couldn't speak. But he
no, I can speak. I just can't say it on the radio.
Yeah. Amazing.
No, you were stumbling.
Oh my!
You were trying to come up with something.
Well, that, you know, that's what they were doing with our other horse. They put War Emblem out with a bunch of mares for a couple of years.
Who's that?
War Emblem.
Oh,
over in Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, he's hired, oh, how many foals? 200?
Maybe. I'm not sure exactly how many.
I think that was something like that. You know, he wasn't, you know, completely sterile. Well, he wasn't sterile at all. He just didn't want to.
You know, I don't know how many of these stories are actually true,
right.
But I can tell you what
I was
told.
Go ahead.
On this program, obviously it is not. but I was told that for a while he took a real liking to small chestnut mares.
Really?
Yeah, and so they brought in all these little chestnut mares, and he did fine. And then one day they decided.
Like blondes. That's what
I guess it is. You know, gentlemen prefer blondes, horses prefer little chestnut mares. But anyway, whatever it was that was going on, it was working. And then one day they decided they brought in a little chestnut mare, and then at the last minute brought in a gray mare.
Oh.
And that was it. And he never, I was told he never, that was it for him. That was the end of the day. Yeah.
Real turnoff.
I guess. Okay. But I'm very excited about that. Well, I'll go back to Genuine Reward for a second. Laura Hillenbrand, the woman who wrote Seabiscuit and Unbroken.
Yeah, I know.
She's paid for everything. She loves this horse. And in fact, if you go to Facebook.
She's paying for coming in?
Yeah. And more.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
And if you go to her Facebook page, you can read all about it. She got like 18,000 likes on a story she wrote about why she did it.
Wow.
Yeah, so people want to read some good writing and hear the story about how she got connected with this horse. It's really interesting.
Well, she's batting 1,000, too. I mean, both of those bestsellers she had, they made movies out of them.
Yeah.
Not only that, she hasn't been off to number one or number two on the New York Times bestseller list for a decade. You know,
really?
Yeah. She's she's the most successful nonfiction writer of all time.
Yeah,
but and she's a great woman. She's coming to see us. We'll have to drag her over here.
Oh yeah, I'd love
now,
to meet her.
Is she the one that has the problem with?
Yes.
What fatigue?
Chronic fatigue.
Chronic
syndrome.
Fatigue. Yeah.
They call it something else now. But in any case, yeah,
I call it old age.
Well, in her case, it wouldn't be the case. I had a friend of mine, Alan Berger, who's a friend of mine. His daughter contracted that when she was 15.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's doing better now, but that's a really tough thing.
That's not nice. No,
I wonder how she could. You know, that's very demanding writing. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, I guess at some point she was only writing a couple sentences a day.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, now they've got those.
Maybe that's why her books are so thoughtful.
Yeah, but they've got computer programs now. All you have to do is talk. That's a boon to writers.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Well, you can see it. You know.
Well, I could talk all day, but I'm not sure when I read it, what I said on the page is going to be that interesting.
Yeah, it might stop you in your tracks.
Speaking of books, I just finished Mary Jane Walt's book on Madame Bell.
Oh, yeah?
Great book.
Oh, it's. I tell you what I liked about it. She gives kind of a history of Lexington back from the late 1800s up going through the 40s, you know. And her descriptions of where people, you know, locations and then people that I recognize names. And she'll give a description on where this certain house of ill dispute was located.
Repute.
Well, whatever.
Maybe they did have disputes. I hear they had disputes, too.
Well, they had some, yeah.
Involving ammunition.
In other words, a whole house. And anyway, where they were located and everything. And she would describe where it was, and I know exactly where she was talking about, even though the streets, you know, changed different names and everything.
It's way more than Bell.
Shut up out there, Chris. Chris, go. Chris, go out there. Say that's because I visited all of them. I was 9 years old.
But precocious. Yeah. But it's more of a history of Lexington than it is about Bill.
And the horse business, too. You know, what was going on, including the standard bred business, and, you know, which was for a long time more important than the thoroughbred business in this area, you know.
Yeah.
But it was fun to read, and because of that, for me, and we're very well written. I mean, I really enjoyed the book.
Yeah. So
I borrowed it. You want to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who'd you borrow it from?
Susie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
She wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I think it's
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy one. I'll buy one because I want to support Mary Jean Wall anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just go on the internet and buy one. I'll take it with me on my trip to Saratoga.
When are you going?
Thursday.
You going to read it on the way up?
Yeah.
While he drives.
Yeah, I'll put cruise control. I mean, people worry about texting driving. I'm just reading.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad I'm not going with
you. Got two eyes. One for the road, one for the book. Come on.
Exactly.
No problem with that.
Big deal. You know, besides, there's not that much traffic in West Virginia.
She talks about an old friend of mine in there, a photographer named Skeets Meadows.
Huh.
And the first derby, no, the second derby I ever went to is when I went to work for the Blood Horse back in 1968, 69. The first one I went to was 69. which was Tommy Lee. And that was before the interstates, not 69, 59.
59, yeah. The interstate came in about
1959, just for the record.
63.
I just want to be accurate.
Anyway. Anyway, I rode up there with Skeets. Skeets had a new Thunderbird. And everything was fine going up there, you know. You go the old highway up there and everything, you know. But Skeet got up there, and Skeet's got a couple of Hummers in him.
Uh-oh.
And coming back.
A couple of Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Coming back, I talk about losing my hair and career. I think I lost most of the rest of it. Coming back from Louisville with Skeets Meadows. But Skeets was a great guy, really. He had on Second Street was where his studio was and everything. And Keeneland has all his collection.
Really?
Yeah. He left it to Keeneland. And
they do a great job over there in that library.
Yeah.
Okay. They do.
Well, he's got to do another ad. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. It's time for Ursula to do his ads.
All right. Everybody ready?
Everybody's ready.
Hang on.
All right. We're going.
Well, Mizzen Mast is one of the most versatile sires in North America, and its pedigree offers a superb outcross to most American mares. It's devoid of Mr. Prospector, Northern Dancer, and Bull Ruler, and he's a son of a champion sire. Cozine. He has sired 7 Grade 1 winners, a champion 2-year-old, a classic winner, the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, and of Grade 1 winners at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs, and his progeny is equally adept on dirt or grass. Mizzen Mast is having another good year at stud this year. He is the sire of 10 stakes horses, and 5 of the 10 have won a place in graded stakes. He stands at Judmont Farm, home also of the outstanding young sire, First Defense. First Defense in his first crop. Sired an Eclipse Award winner, 2 Millionaires, and he too is having an excellent year this year. His most recent stakes winner is Irish Jasper, a graded stakes winner at Belmont and again at Pimlico. Irish Jasper is one of 3 3-year-olds by First Defense to win stakes this year. His 4th 2015 stakes winner is group stakes winner Dundonnell, and that's just an indication of what's to come from the great group of mares covered by First Defense since his first crop came out running. So watch for yearlings by Mizzen Mast and First Defense at the upcoming sales. And for more information, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com.
Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Vann Service. They've been in the business for more than 6 decades. Number of breeding trips made runs into the millions, and many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have enjoyed a safe trip on a Sally Vann. But did you know that they can also service your diesel at Sally Vann's, or for that matter, they can take care of your trailer too? They did ours. Did a good job. That's an old trailer, and they did a heck of a job. Give them a call at 859-255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington. And when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Vann is in tip-top condition. Person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman, and that's why. For over 60 years, a Sally Vann has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, the feature races last Saturday at Indiana Grand were the Grade 2 $500,000 Indiana Derby and the Grade 2 $200,000 Indiana Oaks, and the winners of both were sired by Windstar Stallions. Tisha D, a 3-year-old colt by Tiz now, bred by Greenland and Stables and trained by Bill Mott, won the Indiana Derby. High Dollar Woman, a 3-year-old filly from the first crop by Super Saver, bred by Windstar Farm and trained by Steve Hobby, won the Indiana Oaks. Now let's go to Canada, where, that same day, Ready for Romance, a 3-year-old filly by More Than Ready, ran a mile in 1:34.3 to take the Ontario Damsel Stakes, and to Monmouth Park, where Nana's Boy, a 3-year-old colt by Distorted Human, won the Lamplighter. Ready for Romance was bred by Sam Sun Farm and trained by Malcolm Pierce. Nana's Boy, bred and is owned by Ripoli Stable. To get into the action, look for yearlings by Tiz Now, Super Saver, More Than Ready, and Discarded Humor, and the other Windstar Stallions at the yearling sales. For more information, call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. Take a look at the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
Carolyn Walsh is new over at the Windstar. Have you met her?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, she came there from TaylorMade. She's one of the Darley
graduates. I thought she came from
No, not TaylorMade. Three Chimneys.
Three Chimneys.
Or as they say in Eastern Kentucky, Three Chimbleys.
That's right.
Yeah. And got a lovely Irish accent. I can't wait to meet her. I'm trying to get her on the show. She can't make it next week because she's going to the Haskell, and she can't make it the week after that because she's going to Saratoga. I said, boy, that's a tough job.
Yeah. Well, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, it'll keep you off the radio like that. I mean, how can they? They shouldn't do that. You know,
we'll have to go on the road. We'll have to take
I'm sure she'd
tail.
Rather come over here.
Horse tails on the road.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Do updates. Yeah. It'd be like following Santa Claus at Christmas time.
We'll get her on.
We're at the rest stop here, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was.
But anyway, so yes, and so as you mentioned earlier, we're going to get War Emblem, which is really nice. We're very grateful to the Yoshidas and everybody at Shaddai Stallion for donating to us. And I really have to thank everybody involved. There's a woman named Amy Osborne that went over there and visited him and sent us pictures right around the same time that remind. And she was told by the veterinarian and by the manager of the farm that War Emblem was retired. So that reactivated our interest, and I called Emmanuel DeSaru, who does all of our negotiating and makes all the arrangements. And sure enough, a couple days later, we got permission, and they said, yeah, we're going to donate them to old friends. And I really didn't want the story to break, but Michelle McDonald is a very good writer and an excellent photographer. She called me, and she said, I was just over taking some pictures in Hokkaido, and veterinarian and everybody's over there saying, oh, yeah, go see War Emblem. You know, he's retired, and he's going to go to old friends. And so I said, oh. So Michelle called me and asked me to confirm it. Of course, I did. And I said, we were trying to keep it quiet until we got the money raised and got him here, and we didn't want to jinx ourselves and all this kind of stuff. But I said, what's terrible for an old journalist is get scooped on your own story.
That's the truth.
It's pathetic.
You're asleep at the wheel, man.
I was very – anyway, she did a wonderful story that ran in the Racing Post first over in London, and then everybody picked it up.
Oh, that's where I saw it. Mm-hmm. I get that on my phone, the Racing Post. It's real nice. It is England.
Yeah.
But they pop up American stuff.
Well, she did a wonderful story and got a lot of really nice comments from the veterinarian over there.
Great.
They're very concerned about him, and they love him, and he is going to be coming back with a groom and a veterinarian. So,
goodness.
So he's getting the first class
the vet
treatment.
Gets a free trip here. That might be fun.
I don't know.
Bring him in.
I'm not sure that's a lot of fun. Flying from here, from Japan to here in a horse transport with, and then getting
I've
on a plane and going back.
I've often thought about traveling that way. Call up, what's his name?
I would
Sutton and said, can I have a ride?
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
it wouldn't work.
I tell you, one of the worst rides I ever had is going and riding to Beulah Park in the back of a horse trailer.
Hey, if you want to hear a funny story sometime, ask Charles Knuckles. You know, I went to see Nux the other day because, you know, they bred War Emblem.
Uh-huh.
And so he took me to the house and showed me all the trophies and the saddle cloths for War Emblem and all this great stuff. But anyway, he has wonderful stories about going and bringing a horse to New Zealand. And if you get him on the radio to talk about taking the horse to New Zealand, his description of the trip is just unbelievable. How many, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 days, however long it took.
Yeah.
He said it was brutal.
Hey, Jackie.
I know.
I think Harold's out there.
Oh.
But you call him just, we want to make sure that Chris Cole's got some help out there. Okay, so she's going to help too. It's after the break here, and Ruth's
I'm telling you, this is as crowded as the Clocker Stand at Saratoga.
It's, well, they might.
He said they did.
Okay. They just trying to get rid of you.
I'm for that. Boy, I'm pushing getting rid of me all over the place. Yes, sir. Go home, they said. I did.
So
been thrown out of better joints, as they say, than this.
Well, if everything works out right, and he should be here by the, you know, the other thing, they were prepared to send him at any time, but it's hot in Tokyo this time of year, and they didn't want him quarantined over there for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, that's interesting.
So hot, so they're very, very concerned about them. I know that there's all the stories going around about the Japanese, but my experience with them has been totally the opposite. They're very caring about their animals and how they're doing. So we're going to put it off until late September, early October, but I'm sure he'll be here before the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, that's important.
Now, by my calculations, you've got two Kentucky Derby winners, you've got the winners of two Preaknesses, and the winners of a Belmont Stakes there. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm negotiating for some others. Oh. Stay tuned.
Oh, man.
God, you got to get another farm somewhere.
Well, we're expanding. You know, we got the land all the way down to Ironworks Pike. I just got to work. You know, got to raise the money to get it fenced and get it fixed. And Jackie will be pleased to know this: the University of Kentucky Ag Department is working, and they're working on a project for pasture renewal and fixing up the paddocks and everything. So
get rid of weeds.
Yep,
mm-hmm. That's
so
good.
They're helping us a lot. Tim's managing that. It's really, really good project. So yeah.
We use that Pasture Pro.
Yeah, that's. I was talking to Tim when he was here.
Yeah, you can put that
it's
out,
tough.
And you don't have to take horses off of it.
Yeah,
and
you just spray it in
good.
The spring, and you know you don't unless every so often I'll go out and look where I've sprayed, and there'll be a little thin row of weeds where I missed. You know,
you
I mean
really
it's just
it, huh?
Yeah, day and night. It's
well in the field behind the house there. There's a little patch of ragweed. We need to get out there
See?
And get that too. You really?
Well. Jim Gibbs over at Southern States and Brazil is going to help us with the pastures too. So
yeah,
really going to be nice. And
That's the Georgetown Southern States.
No, it's the Versailles Southern States.
Oh, Versailles.
Oh, okay.
Because when we, you know, over the years when cash was a little short, Jim used to float us so much money.
Nice.
It was unbelievable. He never missed a feeding. I mean, seriously, I think the feed bill was more than I make in a year.
Yeah.
Which isn't that much, but
no,
not
right.
much for me, but it's a lot for a feed bill. And he just floated us. I said, Jim, I'd go in and talk to him and tell him, you know, keep the feed coming. I promise you we'll get it. And now we finally paid him off. So
that's great. Yeah.
I wondered who stuck up that bank the other day.
Now, the Southern States are the ones that have the big bat wing sprayers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And when I used to use them, but then I got a small sprayer. But you all definitely need the big bat
one.
Wing.
Yeah. We need to go in there and get it done.
And get
what's
it
that
done.
Thing you were pulling that with? We borrowed from Terry Tubbs.
Oh, my God. One of those ATVs.
Off-road
my
things, you
God,
know.
God, those things are horrible. Oh. Have you ever sat on one?
Oh, no.
Oh, my
God. No, not
they
a chance.
Got the
I'm not sitting on a tractor. I'm not sitting on anything that involves work.
Well, these things.
I'll have, sit in my chair and watch TV. That's where I'm sitting.
These things have got the turning radius of a freight train. And you can go somewhere and get stuck, and you can't back up because you're pulling this tank, you know. I mean, and your arms are left and right, straight out, and you have to turn, and word. I don't see how people take those into the mountains.
I would have caused all kinds of problems.
And me too.
The older I get, the more I realize it's not what you learn, it's what you decide not to learn that
That's
helps
it.
Your life.
And
it's
not
a quality
to
of life issue. Just don't learn it.
Right.
So then they can't blame you, and they can't force you to do stuff. So, no, I can't do a zero turn. I can't do the tractor.
I don't mind mowing.
Well, there
I
mean, you go.
I
well,
I love
come on
that.
Over anytime.
Except this year, I haven't been able to get off the track.
Chain harrow is the most fun.
Yeah, just look.
Jimmy,
watch that crap fly.
Yeah, that's what Jimmy Dryman used to say. He used to come out and just do it because it was fun.
No, it wouldn't be the same unless I begged for something. I just don't want you to think. I don't want to be out of character for too long. But Tim built a beautiful barn up in the back. Billy and Tim and
nice.
Wade and everybody, so that. If a horse has a problem up in the back paddocks, we don't have to bring them all the way down to the barn. We can just we have this new barn now, but we need stall gates. So if anybody's got any used stall gates that they're just lying around that aren't
doing
anything,
call me. I meant
to
look. We might have some, Jackie.
Might have some unless somebody we gave them away with the V in them. It's you know racehorses what they use on the track.
Yes,
are just like half gates. Now
right.
What we got in front of our stalls.
That's
home,
all we need.
Yeah. Those old race
call
horses
us and remind
will stand
us when we
behind,
get home. We'll forget.
They'll stand behind webbing.
I know they will. I know. Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be too particular.
Yeah, especially these old horses like that. But I think
you know, if you find a farm renovating, that they might give you the old.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Calling all renovating farms, stall gates, thank you.
You know, you might call that place over in Paris. What's the name of that makes those real fancy ones? And see what they do when they put in new fancies, what they do with the old ones, too.
Okay.
What's the name of that place?
I know it's in Cynthiana.
It's in Cynthiana.
On the Cynthiana Road.
Lucas.
Yeah, that's
Lucas.
Right. Yeah.
Lucas Equine Equipment. Ooh.
What a Ressi. Team.
How'd you know that, Ressi?
Because they were part of the delivery crew in Cynthiana, one of the stuff.
Oh, okay.
I see.
He's an UPS driver, and when he's not working here, And
well, yeah, really, he. This is his. We let him
make a living.
Nice. Nice.
Well, DeHare has never missed. He has sent black type runners to the races every year, starting with Gypsy Robin and his first crop. If you recall, Gypsy Robin won 5 stakes, won 2 graded stakes right out here at Keeneland, placed in grade 1 stakes, earned over $988,000. In 2015, his Mamduha has won the $100,000 correction in New York. That was her 4th stakes win. She's placed in 2 more stakes, the Distaff and the Vagrancy, for earnings of $325,200 and counting. DeHare, a grade 1 winner himself, is siring runners, and he's by the elite sire Awesome Again. Out of the stakes winner, Irish Cherry, damn also a grade 1 winner, Spun Cherry. Both Irish Cherry and Spun Cherry sold for over $1 million. I mean, a lot of money when they went through the ring. And DeHare stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus and Interdab. First foals by Albertus Maximus, winner of the grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, are 2-year-olds, and his first starter turned in an impressive win, first time out in a maiden special. Interdab, a noted source of speed, is sired graded stakes winners and track record breaker. For more on the Shadwell Stallions, call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Got a new brochure from Quillen Leather and Track.
Oh, really?
The old one says, shipping nearly 20,000 halters a year worldwide. The new one says shipping over 20,000 halters, 20,000 halters a year worldwide.
How about that? Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
nice.
A nice brochure.
Yeah, the old one was nice, too. They are good. They got everything that you could possibly need on the farm or at the racetrack. Is
Michael leaving?
No, he's coming right back. He had to go get something out of the car.
Oh, okay. Hope it's money.
He's
money,
got some.
Money always goes toward him, though, doesn't it?
No, yeah. You're not. That's the wrong way.
Yeah.
You got that backwards. You're looking in a mirror.
Well, you know, what is that hanging from your glasses?
It keeps them from falling down. I got these the other day because when I'm in court, I have to put my glasses on, take them off, on, off. So if I can just drop them and they hang.
Oh, look here. Oh, look. Glasses. Hey, I need a set of these. Don't be handing me one.
God, you can't please some people.
Oh, Kentucky Downs. Kentucky Downs. Oh. Old friends. Franklin, Kentucky. Well, they're nice.
Here, I'll let Patrick have that one. You give me another one.
There you go.
I'll tell you
that one's going to Brussels. So.
Next week I'll bring, oh, not next week, but when I get back from Saratoga, I'll bring something to put in it.
Ooh.
He threatened.
I think I might be able to find some at home in the meantime.
Go over to Ralph Quillen's.
Oh, yeah. They had a big time last night. It was on Facebook. Sherry O'Dowd was over there. She goes
really?
Frequently, yes. And she said they had fabulous food. It was great. It's on Facebook.
Doggone it. What was it?
I forget.
We should have gone.
Well, we should have, except that I weed-eated and did all kind of stuff, and I couldn't have drug myself out one more step. So,
well,
anyway.
I had to clean up after you. But go ahead. Talk about that.
Go ahead. What? Oh!
Oh, you were doing the middle of a commercial, you know.
Oh, I am.
And we were talking about Ralph. It got her a little confused.
Yeah.
We're talking about Ralph's other enterprise.
Yes. Rooster Brew, downtown Paris. He has the big nights are Thursday and Friday night to go.
How about Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. Thursday, Friday. So you can do 3 nights in a row. What the heck? Just pace yourself. Nobody has a problem with going to a beer place like that. Anyway, I'm looking at the new brochure. It's beautiful. You can get black and stainless steel halters, like you can get the brown with a, I guess that's brass, with a brass nameplate and stuff like that. You can also get a stainless steel nameplate. The girls like the pink stuff. They've actually got pink stuff. Anyway, this is Quillen Leather and Tack. It's downtown Paris. As you go straight into Paris, it's 3 lights and look over to your left. It's a gray frame house. Quillen. You can be a Facebook friend. It's Quillen.com. Quillin. com.
Well, July 18 in Belmont, the $100,000 Saginaw Stakes was won by Saratoga Snacks, a 6-year-old son of Taylor the Cat. Saratoga Snacks is a typical tale of the cat. He's won 4 stakes, placed in 2 others, and earned $652,000. Tale of the cat began his stud career as the number one freshman sire, and he's just gone on to sire close to 100 stakes winners now, including the winners of 4 Eclipse Awards. Earlier this month, his favorite tale won the $250,000 Smile Sprint Stakes at Gulfstream to boost his earnings to over $551,000. He's another typical tale of the cat. Tale of the Cat stands at Ashford Stud, home also of the nation's number one ranked freshman sire, Uncle Mo, number one ranked second crop sire, Munnings, and number one ranked Kentucky-based sire on the 2-year-old sire list, Scat Daddy. So watch for yearlings by the stallions standing at Ashford Stud, historically the home of champion sires, at the upcoming auctions. And for more information, get in touch with the farm. Just call them, 859-873-7088, and see the website at coolmore.com.
Back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
It just took us half an hour to get through that those sets of commercials.
I get, you know, Saratoga Snacks is a really interesting horse.
You like Saratoga
Snacks? I love that horse.
Yeah.
You know, last year, Bill Parcells, the football
coach. You must have
won
a bet on him. So go ahead.
Well, I didn't, but I should have. Bill Parcells, the football coach, owned him and still may own him. And he was having some trouble, and it looked like they were going to retire him. And he called our farm up in Saratoga and talked to Joanne for quite a long time about retiring Saratoga Snacks. He said, Gary Siaka thinks that he can help with this horse. And so he gave we'll try it out with Gary. And if he doesn't work out, we'll just send him to old friends if that's okay. And we all agreed that would be okay. And ever since Gary got him, it's been win, 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 win.
Whoa.
Well, he's won over $500,000 now.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice horse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Taylor the Cat's done extremely well.
I told
well.
Bill Parcells, I said, "Boy, I said I know where he got his name. I've seen you walking around Saratoga with a big sandwich."
Oh,
that's funny.
Oh God, I ain't gonna touch that line. Go ahead.
Well, how's the what's coming up next?
Well, we got all kinds of things. We got our get together. They're going to do a very nice fundraiser for us at Ciro's up in Saratoga on August the 3rd.
C-I-R-O apostrophe S,
yeah. Some of the owners of Ciro's owned part of Sean Avery, who's retired at the farm, at our farm.
Oh,
so
okay.
They've been very helpful, Barry Schwartz and that gang. And then on August the 7th, we have our annual party at the Hans Washington Inn on Broadway, right
the
next to the park.
Famous place, mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a cocktail party. It runs from 6 to 8. And we're very grateful to Kendall Jackson. They've donated all the wine and get
wow.
the beer and stuff like that. It's going to be a really, really great get-together. We usually, you know, Todd Pletcher and his family comes, and Cott Campbell and Ken Ramsey. And so it's always a really, really, really great
They're
party.
Having a something up there, too, for Rerun.
Mm-hmm.
Rerun, of course, gets racehorses that can be, quote, rerunned into other careers.
Everybody, sort of. It's a great time to raise money because everybody's in a good mood, and the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation has one, I think, this coming weekend.
Ah, good.
They're having one at the casino. Ours is really low key. It's, you know, we don't charge, and people can come and drink and make donations and meet
That's
the jockeys
great.
And get some autographs and just have a celebration. So everybody, Mamma Mia's, the great Italian restaurant up there, donates all the food.
Oh, good.
Can't wait. I get to eat and drink free.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. And then, of course, on September, I went down to Kentucky Downs this week.
Yeah?
And had a great time. September 16th is the first running of the Old Friends Stakes, $150,000 stakes race on the grass, mile 70. So if you got any horse you want to nominate, let me know. I'm the assistant state secretary now.
Oh, my God.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, there you go.
What is that again?
It's, Corey tells me every time I come up with an idea that he likes, a marketing idea, he gives me a $100 betting voucher.
Oh, nice.
Rest, you want to know when that was at again?
September 16th. It's a Wednesday.
Oh, on a Wednesday.
Oh, mm-hmm. A Wednesday.
Gonna have a big tent.
Maybe we can get down there.
Maybe we can go. We can't do, you know, weekends. Here we are, but that Wednesdays, that's great.
Wednesday, it's going to be good because just hardly anything else going on that Wednesday. So,
great.
You know, we'll get a lot of attention on TVG, I think. And
yeah.
All the rest of the races we've named after some of our horses. And we're trying to get some of the connections of those horses to come and present the trophies.
Ooh, that's a good
so
idea.
So that could be good. Frank Alexander said he'd come and present the one for Willenda.
Oh,
we'll get
nice.
Julian Le Peru to present the one for Ball 4. You know, it'll be nice.
That's a super idea. I hope you're...
That's a $100 idea.
That's a... Listen, I hope you're getting videos of all this. Holy moly. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Lisa's taking great care of the horse. I was down there. They opened up for tours already, and she's done a great job down there. The horses are in great shape. We've got 5 horses down there. Aside from the original 4 that we sent, they now have a horse named Rumor Has It. Won a big stakes race at Kentucky Downs. And we're going to try and retire some of the horses that won the big races down there.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. And Corey's done a wonderful job. His whole team down there has been terrific. The tourism office with Dan Ware have been terrific about getting the word out and letting people know. And the gift shops, they really did a beautiful job designing the gift shop.
Wow.
Really nice.
Yeah.
That
might be that's fun. Where I got good these fabulous Kentucky Downs glasses for you. Old friends at Kentucky Downs glassware available at the Kentucky Downs gift shop elsewhere.
You should have them at your gift shop.
I do. I have those. I have Silver Charm. I have Bee Bullish. I have Zippy Chippy.
You're not
Zippy Chippy glasses. Now, on the other glasses, when we have for the horse, like Silver Charm, it says Silver Charm.
For those who don't know who Zippy Chippy is, he's the world's number one loser.
Yes.
100 in a row. He lost.
Yeah, 0 for 100.
Never won a race.
No. No, his motto's good.
I think they were holding him for the big.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. Yeah. 100 times, holding him 100 times.
Holding him for the big bet.
Well, his motto is winners don't always
win. Probably would have had one of those, Jackie. We just gave up too soon. Yeah.
Exactly. He didn't know how to make money losing. So his motto, Dippy's motto is winners don't always finish first.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See?
But on the Silver Charm glass, of course, we have the trainer and Gary Stevens, the jockey and everything. And then on the Game on Dude glass, we have Mike Smith and Chantel Sellers, the jockeys. On the Zippy Chippy glass, we have the names of 26 jockeys.
Is that right?
That's
26
great.
Losing jockeys, including Mike Smith and Richard McLeory and some others that tried to get Zippy to win earlier
in
his career.
Funny. Yeah. That is great.
So I think it would be great to get Zippy get your Zippy hat autographed by Mike Smith.
There you go. I think so too.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to head out, Ursula. I can tell Ursula's getting ready to get in the gate for another run.
Yep, I am.
Oh,
here comes my guest, too.
Did you get your stuff out of here? Ursel.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Well, that's a great issue. Those are great
articles. Really good. Mary Salmon's got 3 articles in there.
Oh, she's fabulous.
Yeah, she can really write.
Yep, and she did the wonderful article on Abby Fuller and Mom's Command. It's a really great story.
Yeah.
I read it while you were reading the ads.
All right. Well, here comes Brian Lyle right now. Have you met Brian, Michael?
Nice to see you.
Sit down, Brian. Be right with you. I got to do your commercial first.
Go ahead.
Hey, where's my shirt? Well, here's some recent firsts for spendthrift stallions. The first yearling sold from the first crop by Dominus brought $250,000 at the phase he tipped in July sale. Manipulated, a first-time starting 2-year-old by Malibu Moon, won the $125,000 Rockville Center Stakes at Belmont Park on July 18th. That's the way to break your maiden. The next day, Hammer's Vision, a 2-year-old colt in the first crop by Canadian-based spendthrift stallion Court Vision, became his sire's first winner in a maiden special at Belmont. Just a week earlier, Cumberland Spirit, another 2-year-old from Court Vision's first crop, was second, just got beat ahead in the $150,000 Shady Well Stakes to become Court Vision's first turn black type. Dominus won graded stakes on dirt and turf. He's by champion sire Smart Strike out of a stakes-winning daughter of Lord of War. You see more of his good-looking first-crop yearlings at the upcoming sales. Malibu Moon ranks 7th on the sire list right now. Court Vision won 8 stakes, 5 grade 1, earned over $3,746,000. He won graded stakes at Aqueduct and Churchill at 2 and went on to win grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. And he stands at Park Stud in Canada. For more on the spendthrift stands, call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All right, Lubricin and Reborn, 2 products that I happen to believe in. Both of them are developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nationally renowned veterinarians, and both of them are endorsed by many owners, trainers, and veterinarians. As a matter of fact, whenever you see something by Todd Pletcher or Tony Dutrow or Jerry Hollandoffer or Mike Maker, that's just to name just a couple of them, running, you know that they're running on Lubricin. And what it does, put it simply, it sustains the integrity of joint fluid. and you know, it reduced the cost of acid ingestions and things like that. And they also have it for humans, incidentally, and I use it. Tastes real good. Get the kind of taste. Well, it tastes, I forget what they got in there. It's kind of purple looking, but it tastes real good anyway. And I use it. My age, it helps me. Now, Reborn is a 100% sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. Safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Both of these products, incidentally, are test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box. And starting with foals, Reborn strengthens the immune system. And actually, it supports immune functions in horses of all ages. I know Wise Dan ran on it. Charlie Lopresti uses it regularly. So those are two top products developed by Dr. Steve Alday, Lubricin.com, Lubricin.com, and Reborn.com, Reborne.com. You can buy them at Old Friends, at KBC in Lexington, and at Horse Sense in Versailles. Well, Broken Valor sired more than 120 stakes horses, including 65 stakes winners, an outstanding 16% of his starters. 12% of his foals win a place in stakes, and that's why his 2015 sales two-year-olds have sold for an average of $141,929. Horsemen have witnessed the performances of such Broken Vows as Rosalind, a grade one winner that has added the grade two Sheepshead Bay to her resume this year to push her earnings to over $844,000. Grade one winner in Bridal Veil, grade one winner Sassy Image, grade one winner Cotton Blossom. So take a good look at the Broken Vow yearlings at the major sales. Chances are you're looking at a runner. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Alternation, Cowboy Cal. The first foals by multiple greatest stakes winner Millionaire Alternation arrived this year. Outstanding individuals. He is by champion sire Distorted Humor. Cowboy Cal, also a multiple greatest stakes winner Millionaire, is by Giant's Causeway. Cowboy Cal is the nation's third-ranked first crop sire. So inquiries to Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lelick.
All righty. Stakes races today up at Saratoga. It's the grade one Diana on a field of seven stakes, and the grade two San Diego Handicap out at Del Mar. It's a feature out there. It's on a field of nine. And let's see what else is the stakes for. The Sanford Stakes. Grade 3 at Saratoga, it's just a grade 3. How about that? It's got a field of 11 two-year-olds going in that. And let's see who's. I wonder who the favorite is in there today. He's coming in hot. Would that be it? No, Crooked and Loaded. Colonel John Coates, I think he's 2-for-2 now, is probably going to be the favorite in that race. He's in with 122 pounds. Everything else has got 120. He's coming in hot. It's got 122 pounds. And Saturday, Woodbine, is the Ontario Matron Stakes. It's a grade 3 race. Other graded stakes races today, the Jersey Shore, grade 3 up at Monmouth Park. It's on a field of 7. Tomorrow, the grade 1 Bing Crosby out of Del Mar is on a field of 6. Grade 1, it's Kobe's Back, Distinctive Passion, Camarito, Wild Duke, Masochistic, or however you pronounce that, and Appealing Tail. Woodbine's feature tomorrow is the Grade 3 Royal North, and tomorrow at Saratoga, it's the Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks. We're going to talk a little bit about some American Oaks winners of the past. The two Wistfuls, how about that? One Wistful won at 1917, the other one in 1949. A little bit, not the same filly, believe it or not. The Coaching Club American Oaks has got a great field in there, a field of 8. Danette, Chide, Curalina, Conquest Eclipse, Include Betty, Keen Pauline, Wonder Gal, and I'm a Chatterbox, who is probably going to be the favorite. Include Betty, well, I don't know. Include Betty might be the favorite. That's that filly that belongs to Burt and Jones. I wonder if Burry went up there. Probably did. Yeah, I think I would go if I had something in the Coaching Club American Oaks. But anyway, it's one of the nation's top classics for fillies. Well, Mucho Macho Man earned over $5,625,000. There are not too many around that have earned over $5 million. But among those that did are A few that went on to do quite well at stud, Medaglia d'Oro, Tis Now, Curling, English Channel, they come to mind. Mucho Macho Man earned $5,625,000 by winning or placing in 13 graded stakes, starting with the Remsen and the Nashua as a two-year-old. The Risen Star, the Kentucky Derby, and the Louisiana Derby at three, the Suburban, the Gulfstream Park Handicap, the Breeders' Cup Classic, the Woodward, and the Alishibu at four, and the Breeders' Cup Classic, Awesome Again, and Whitney Invitational at five. He came within a photo finish of being just the second two-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic in history, that being the margin of his defeat as a four-year-old when he came back to win it again at five over the likes of Will Take Charge, Declaration of War, Fort Laramie, Palace Malice, Painter, Flat Out, Game On Dude. Mucho Macho Man gained the admiration of the racing world for his courage, his class, and his consistency. Completed a very good year. His first year at stud over at Adena Springs had a 95% fertility rate. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it? For more on the stallions at Adena Springs, contact Cormac Bruthnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adenastallions.com.
Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, the first yearlings to sell by Creative Cause average $117,500. That's getting close to eight times the stud fee by my old Russell Cave School math. Just another example of why the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Just as impressive as the sales results are those who bought them, astute horsemen. People like the folks over at Zayat Stables, Mark Cassie, Kip Elser, KMF. What's not to like about Creative Cause? He won Grade 1 stakes. He earned over $1 million. His sire, Giants Causeway, earned over $3 million, topped the sire list three times. His dam won Grade 1 stakes, earned over $1 million, and judging by the sales of his first yearlings sold, he's siring foals that look and act like runners. That's just about all you can ask for in a young stallion prospect. Creative Cause has the whole total package. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All righty, starting the second hour of Horse Tales, and Brian Lyle from over at Spindthrift Farm has joined me. And I've been trying to get Brian on out of that office over there for the last 2 years, and he's tough to get out of there. Well, you got so many horses over there at stud now, you got to sell those seasons, don't you, Brian?
Yeah, Mr. Hughes keeps us busy. You know, we're in and out. We got a lot of regional stallions, so it's been about 11 months, maybe 2 years, it feels like. I've been there 11 months now.
Just 11 months?
Just 11 months.
Okay. Well, you know, I commented earlier on about, you know, I think, what, you got 20, 21 studs over there now?
21 stallions here in Kentucky.
Yeah, here in Kentucky.
Currently, the number will be going up by the end of the year.
Yeah, probably by tomorrow. We all keep them coming in. But I remember back in the, reminiscing back in the 50s, 40s and 50s and maybe up to the 60s, Leslie Combs had Spendthrift over there, and he had over 40. So you got a way to go.
We're on the way.
You're on the way.
Give us a couple years, we'll be there.
You might have to hire an assistant. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, you all stand besides in Kentucky, you stand in, I know, Canada. You got
Court Vision, Victor's Cry in Canada with Park Stud.
Mm-hmm.
We have two in New York at Keene Stud.
Mm-hmm.
We have two at Country Life. Mm-hmm. And we also have one down in Louisiana.
Now, who do you got down there?
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't remember. I haven't ever written anything on him. I try to concentrate on the Kentucky horses.
Yes, sir.
90% of my audience is Kentucky, you know. But the three new horses you got in, let's talk a little bit about them, because maybe people don't know. The most recent is Danza. And,
correct. We announced Danza on Tuesday. He won the Arkansas Derby, ran a 104 buyer in that race, came a fast closing third in the Kentucky Derby. By Street Boss, I have a French deputy, so he has a little more size than the typical Street Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Stands at 16-1, covers good ground, got a great hip on him. Mm-hmm. I think the breeders will really like him.
Yeah, is he there now?
He is there now, available for inspections between 1 and 3, any day the breeder would like to come out and look at.
Now, what's the terms on his horse?
on the Share the Upside, there's a few left.
Jay, explain to people what the Share the Upside
program is. The breeder puts down a $250 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever the terms are, sometimes we do a one-year deal, sometimes a two-year. On Danza, it's $5,500 for 2 years. If you breed the 2 years, you have two live foals. You pay both stud fees on time. The third year, you start a lifetime breeding right in the horse. No expenses to the breeder. You can breed one horse to the stallion for the life of the horse.
No more.
No bills, no attachments. Mm-hmm. It's sure to do as you wish.
Yeah. I should have done that with In the Mischief.
Should have. They're selling for about $200,000 right now. For a $15,000 initial investment for the 2 years.
Yeah, that was a great start, great advertisement there. Now you got another program. Y'all have been kind of innovative in these breeding programs, and that's where you get a lot of marriage to these horses, which is the bottom line. And I don't care how good a racehorse the horse was, what his potential, if you don't get enough good representation, some nice mares, and a bunch of them.
You can't make a stallion without first the mare, second the breeder support.
That's
so
exactly
the
right.
Programs that Mr. Hughes have come up with, we try to get the mares, and we trying to support the breeder because they're supporting us to help us make the stallion.
Yeah. That's
what the name of the game is.
That's how, and those stallions are doing very well.
You have to have teamwork in this business to make the horse work and make the overall breeder business work. The stallion farm has to help them out just as much as they help us out.
Yeah. What about the Share the Upside program? Explain that a little bit now.
Breed Secure.
Breed Secure
is a very good program, especially on our, third year and fourth year horses, because that's usually where the stallions take a hit, but it's, works generally, you breed to the horse. There's no stud fee due until the horse goes to sell. The breeder can choose whether to go as a wingling or a yearling. If he sells a wingling, you get the first $6,000. Then the stud fee comes out. You get anything above and beyond that. If he sells a yearling, you get the first $12,000. And then you get anything above and beyond that. So Spendthrift is not due anything more than our stud fee.
Mm-hmm.
If for whatever reason the horse, bad x-rays, just crooked, the horse doesn't bring enough to cover our stud fee back, the rest of the stud fee is forgiven and written off. We should not profit if the breeder doesn't profit.
Yeah. That's why you call it the breeder's farm, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love that advertising.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, y'all kind of sit to the industry on its nose with all these things, but that's, like you say, that's how you make a stud horse.
That's how you have to make a stud. If you look over the last few years, we've been very successful starting out new horses, and it's continuing through this year. We have 7 freshman sires this year. We have winners out of all of them except for Tisway. He has his first 2 starters today.
Got one going in the stakes.
Got one with Mark Cassie in the stakes at Woodbine. Then we have an additional one in at Del Mar in race 6 and maiden special weight. So Tisway, of course, they're going to need a little more distance, so they're going to be a little later developing. So, it's still rolling on.
Yeah. Arch. And now the first winner, that filly that,
correct, at Keeneland, won, beat the boys by 9.5 lengths at Keeneland.
Yeah, and she was trained right here.
Yes, sir.
At the Thoroughbred Center.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I wonder where she is now. I mean, they were offered a lot of money for
that. They were offered a lot of money, and last I heard they were aiming for a stakes, but they weren't sure where. They were looking for a graded stakes. I thought maybe she'd show up in the Schuylerville, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe at Ellis, or that's the last contact
I've had. It's a filly.
It's a filly.
Have they run the gardenia down there yet?
They have not.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I know that's what you all are hoping for.
Oh, anytime we go on a great stakes, it's good.
Yeah. So you've been out there 11 months.
Yes, sir. Started September 19th last year, after September 7th.
Yeah. Okay, I want to come back to you in just a second. I'm going to find out a little bit more about you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, last Saturday at Indiana Grand, the $100,000 J. This is the longest name stakes race in the country, I guess. The name of this stake is the J. Kenneth Self Shelby County Boys and Girls Stakes, won by Glenard, 5-year-old son of Arch, and the $100,000 Marie Holman George Stakes went to Cabana, the 4-year-old filly by Flatter. Glenard was bred in Great Britain by Danford Stud, trained by Graham Motion, won at Delaware in his previous start after finishing second in the Grade 3 Fairgrounds Handicap. In his first start in this country, he also won listed stakes in Great Britain. Cabana also posted her second straight win. She won at Churchill in her previous start for breeder Russell Reinemann and trainer Donnie Van Hemmel. She is the 6th 2015 stakes winner by Flatter, whose $20,000 stud fee is the lowest among the top 20 sires on the 2015 sire list. Flatter's 2015 sales two-year-olds have averaged $217,000. Archer sired 10 Grade World winners, 4 champions, including the outstanding young sire Bleem. For more on the Claiborne stands, contact Bernie Sams at 859-223-4252 and see the website claibornefarm.com. All right, if you want to sell your farm, if you want to buy your farm, I can recommend without hesitation Hill and Reagan Parker. Nice people. They're real hill horse people themselves. And so they've got a lot of connections in the horse business. They absolutely two of the nicest people that you'd ever want to meet. And so people that you can trust. And they've got a great website and do a great job selling property. They've got present listings in Fayette and Bourbon and Jessamine, Woodford, Scott, and Clark counties. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And they can help you find this, the perfect farm for you. That's, I tell you, just they get to tell them what the price range is you're looking for, and they'll find it for you. They'll keep going till they do. And they work real hard selling your farm for you. I can't recommend anybody any higher than anybody any higher. They've got a great website, lexhorsefarms.com. It's lexhorsefarms.com. Here's your phone number. It's 859-608-8039. Got great properties for sale, as I say. One of them over on Maysville Road. One of them, that is part of the old forest retreat. And they raised a Kentucky Derby winner and a Kentucky Oaks winner down right on that property. So 40 acres, 12 stalls, got a manager's house and a main house there. It's a great place. So give them a call. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Here's your phone number, 859-608-8039. Well, last Saturday, Delaware, 'tis my Valentine, a three-year-old from the first crop by 'tis Deja Vu, placed in the grade three $200,000 Kent Stakes. After placing in the Stanton Stakes, that was also a Delaware, in his previous start. Won a maiden special at Tampa, first time out this year, and he's the second stakes horse from the first crop by Tiz Deja Vu. Tiz Dor Gorgeous won stakes in Chicago and placed in another as a two-year-old just last year. And the first starter from Tiz Deja Vu's second crop of two-year-olds won a maiden special, first time out, then ran fourth in $100,000 stakes. Tiz Deja Vu is siring hard-hitting runners. His first winner, Miss Deja Vu, won her first start as a two-year-old at Gulfstream, and she's posted four more wins, all at Gulfstream. Others have won at Churchill, at Oak Lawn, Pimlico, Arlington, Tampa, Golden Gate, Santa Anita, at the races. And did you see that two-year-old colt by No Biz Like Showbiz win a maiden special at Arlington on July 16th, won by 7 1/4 lengths, looks like another runner. Tiz Deja Vu and No Biz Like Showbiz stand at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. And as a reminder, the closing date for the November sales is August 3, and you won't find a better place to sell than with Crestwood Farm. Nice people, do a great job for you. So call Pope or Pope Jr., 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, well, I'm talking to Brian Lyle. I'm going to ask him about those two new two others we talked about, Danzig. How about Middle Count?
Middle Count was very successful. We introduced him during the Fasic Tipton July, so he sold out within a day on the Share the Upside program. If you have interest, you know, we still have to get the contracts back, so if you have interest in Middle Count, don't hesitate to give us a call and throw your name in the hat, so we'll get you in if we can. But
they'll book you for next year.
We'll book you. We'll book you for whatever year you want to come. But no, he's a very lovely horse. We raced him. He won the Transylvania Stakes at Keeneland. Came back, finished second in the Bluegrass Stakes, and then came back in the Derby. Ran third in the Belmont Stakes. He's more refined type of dynaformer. He stands about 16.5. He got Unbridled Song on the bottom, so it pretties up the dynaformer a little bit. But he's been very. We've had a lot of breeders out to look at him. As soon as they see him, they say, sign me up. They're really falling in love
with him. Do you all go out and inspect them physically before you go out and get them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have to be happy with the horse before you can ask a breeder to. You have to see what you're going to sell, because if you don't feel like you can sell it, how can you sell it to a breeder and ask them to sink their money into the horse?
There you go. Well, that's good. All right, now. Well, that's the first two, Danza and Middle Count. They're both classic placed. And the other one is Can the Man. And that's a son of Into Mischief, who you all stand there also. That was one of the first dudes you all got. He made it big time.
Yep, Ken the Man Baffert called us a few days before Christmas last year. They were getting this horse ready for the Malibu Stakes, which is a few days after Christmas. He'd heard of Sesmoid. They called us, and we were going back and forth. Finally, they called us and said, "You'll love this horse. We, you know, we bred the horse. We have the dam." So we knew what he pretty much looked like. They put him on the plane, came out here. We fell in love as soon as we saw him off the plane.
Now, who, Brad Baffert bred him?
No, Spendthrift bred him.
Oh, you all bred him.
We bred him, sold him.
Okay.
He was a record 2-year-old for Connie and Richard Snyder.
Okay.
Cold Springs out of her sales.
Mm-hmm.
At the Barrett Cell in May out there. And then ran for Kaleem Shaw, got hurt before the Malibu, came back. We had a lot of breeders. He bred right at 122 mares this year. So he did stand this year.
Mm-hmm.
He just came in late. Came in. We started breeding him at the end of February.
How many mares did you get to him?
122.
Good God, Gertrude. I remember when my dad was standing Spice on, they used to breed 35 mares a year to him.
If you do that now, you don't have a very good chance of.
Well, he made it.
When I was farm secretary at several farms, it was 40.
It was tops.
Because you sold 40 shares, and if they had something, you know, got everything in full early, they might go one or two more. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you say you've been there 11 months with Spendthrift. Where were you from? Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Van Buren, Arkansas. Moved up here right out of college. Started with TaylorMade through their intern program.
Mm-hmm.
Started there January 3rd, 1997.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Boy, did your family, were your family interested in horses down there?
No, my father's an Air Force pilot.
Okay.
F-4 Phantoms. Oh. And my mother's like superintendent for Head Start.
Is that
which
right?
Which is a federal program for the, you know, trying to get kids up to standards before they start kindergarten.
In Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They still alive?
Yes, sir.
Well, good.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. So how'd you get interested in horses?
Well, I wanted to be a rodeo star, but then they sat me down one time and said, sooner or later, my genetics are going to catch up with me, which, as you see, they have.
Yeah.
You know, in high school, I was about 185, but the German kind of caught up with me. So.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good choice. I didn't rodeo, but I still miss it some, so, you know.
You did rodeo?
I did some, yes, sir.
Yeah. When in high school or
high school and younger, yeah.
What did you do?
I rode bulls.
Oh, no.
My framework don't work for that, but I loved it.
So. Yeah.
Sometimes you get attached to it and just love it.
Yeah.
You know?
There used to be a really top rider around here, Nicholson. Had a great, what was his first name? By golly, I can't remember. But anyway, he rode bulls.
Yeah, Carl Nasker was a bull rider. You know.
Yeah,
there's quite a few trainers that were started out in rodeo.
Yeah. Now they're all bull slingers.
That's
you
right.
Know.
You gotta be to stay in this business.
All right, I have a goofy question kind of for you. I just keep seeing more and more and more bays. I don't see many, 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 many chestnuts. Now, Dan's is a chestnut. Off the top of your head, you got more bays out there than chestnuts?
I'd say we have more bays than chestnuts. Somebody brought to my attention the other day that looked at all the horses. They said, y'all love bays. And I said, we don't look at the color. We look at the race performance and the
sure you do. But you look, sit out here and you just, I mean, it's 4-5-1.
And the old-fashioned, what we used to call a blood bay. You know what I'm talking about? They were real
red.
Real red bay. And they had black points, you know, black mane, black tail, and black on their legs.
Right.
You just don't see them anymore.
You don't see very many. You'll see one here and there, but not very often.
I haven't seen one in forever.
Me either.
You know, and I grew up with them because where I grew up, we had a lot of the sweep line, you know, that's what he was. And we had a stud out there named Sweepall, and all of them looked like him. They were blood bays, but you just don't see that.
Not too often, no, sir.
Anymore. Well, you got through riding, and went
to school for agribusiness there at the University of Arkansas out of Fort Smith, which is a regional school of the University of Arkansas. It's a 4-year school, but it's there in Fort Smith.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I saw the
TaylorMade
intern program. No, sir. I was born a Sooner. We're right on the border. I'm a Sooner.
All right.
Sooner born, Sooner bred. When I die, I'll be Sooner dead.
I'd rather be a Sooner than a Hog.
Yes, sir.
Than you, Jackie.
Don't say that too loud. Mark's still a Razorback. He's Arkansas. Awesome.
So is he?
Yeah, he's a Razorback. through and through.
You're talking about Mark Toothaker.
Yes, sir.
Well, then you got that Irishman over there, Diaz. I don't know what he is.
I'm not sure either. But we're a good team. You know, we do whatever the breeder asks of us, but we're a good team. We work well together.
Obviously, you all fill all those books over there. Of course, you got a very progressive owner there. That,
very much so.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So you went to college there. I mean, what'd you major in?
Agribusiness. Yes, sir.
And then you got a job. How'd you get in touch? Was the first job in the horse business with TaylorMade?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get a job there?
Internship. You know, they had the internship where they were looking for. You come up here and learn a lot for your labor, you know, but they teach you a lot. You see more things at TaylorMade than you'll see at any other farm in a short time. It's 18-month program. And then I moved up through the ranks to assistant yearling manager.
Mm-hmm.
I liked working with the horses, but I thought, you know, I could step up to the next level, bloodstock, racing manager, something like that. So Mark Taylor suggested maybe I go work at Rude and Riddle for a while to see the medical side of it, because that's where he saw that some bloodstock agents or consultants were lacking a little. So I worked at Rude and Riddle as a surgery technician for 5.5 years with Dr. Bramwell, Jim Bertson, Dr. Ruggles, Dr. Hopper. So you see a lot of things come through there.
Yeah, top vets.
Yes, sir.
That would be a good way to learn.
Then,
did you get to ride with any of them, or did you just?
Yes, sir. During the sales time, you get to ride with some of the ambulatory vets and help them shoot X-rays for the sales.
That'd be fun.
You see a lot of things. You learn a lot.
I bet you do.
Not just on the farm. You see a lot from the veterinary side of it.
Uh-huh. How's Dr. Bramley's work for?
Very good. He's a very smart gentleman. Learned a lot from
him. Yeah, nice guy too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had him on a show several years back, and he was fun to talk to.
Isn't he a Kansas guy?
Kansas State.
Yes.
Kansas State. Yeah, he and Matt Howard, Matt, I don't know if you know Matt, over here at, he manages Gentry Brothers Farm down here on.
Yep, I know where that is.
Johnston Road, yeah. And he's Kansas State also.
Yeah.
So they go to football games. Whenever they play in somewhere, they all gather together. I'm glad I don't get with that bunch. You know? but you're a Sooner.
I'm a Sooner.
Yeah. Well, that had to be a good way to learn a business.
It was. Brian. You learned a lot. At the time, you think, you know, just working, but now you get a little older, you reflect on it. You learned a lot from that base.
Well, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
Did you ever go on the track any?
No, sir. I helped Lucas some when I was at TaylorMade, just during when they shipped in for the spring and fall meets at Keeneland, just helping them get horses to the paddock. But it's something I was interested in, but traveling was a big part of that. All the guys said you had to travel a lot, and that was – I don't mind traveling, but not being away from family a lot.
You married?
So. We've been together for long term. So.
Okay.
You might as well say we're married. Everybody says you're wife, so yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
It's not his head in the right place, that's for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, how'd you get in touch with when you left TaylorMade?
TaylorMade to Rude and Riddle, then I was there 5.5 years. Then I was approached by Drew Nardiello to go work for Chesapeake Farm. They were starting the commercial side through the sales and attracting clients. Luckily enough, we had Mr. Taffel's horses there, Mr. Lothenbach. You know, it was a good experience for the next step up. 2007, of course, we had Street Sense. We folded and raised him there, won the juvenile in the Derby.
Yeah.
A couple months after the Derby, I was approached by Millennium Farms Roe Parr on Paris Pike.
Yeah.
I was there 7.5 years.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Wow. There for 7.5 years. And then Ken Wilkins announced he was going to Calumet. Uh-huh. And, I was given a call about a week or so later and asked if I would join Spendthrift.
Well, it's a lot easier to sell there, isn't it?
It's work anywhere, but
yeah,
Mr. Hughes made it very attractive, and he's very aggressive.
Well, that's what I mean.
Wanting to make the business better.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about staying in Stallions. He wants to make the business better for everybody.
Yeah. That's great. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad I got you over here.
Oh, I apologize. I had to keep putting you off, but I've been pretty busy for the last 11 months.
Yeah. So. Well, you've been traveling a lot, too.
I have been traveling quite a bit. I just got back from Australia about 2 weeks ago. We're starting a new operation down there.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Whoa, we're going to shuttle three horses from here. Can the Man, Warrior's Reward, and Jimmy Creed will go down and stand down there. We also bought a Colonial horse, Hampton Court, who's by Redoute's Choice. I have a broken valve mare. Grade one winner for Gay Waterhouse.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he will stand up here also next year. But he's a very nice horse. I've seen him.
Yeah. Did you buy a farm down there?
We have bought a farm. It's about 650 acres, just about 25 minutes north of the Melbourne Airport. Very nice layout. We have about 15 mares down there currently. So it is a new operation. And
what do they call the farm?
Spendthrift Australia.
Good Lord have mercy.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. I'd love to go there.
Was that the first time you've been to Australia?
First time I've been to Australia.
What'd you think?
It's very comparable here, maybe a little wilder done, but it's very comparable here. I went to a sale down there. It's done just like our sales.
Yeah.
You know. What about the pasture?
Pasture, it's more wide open. You know, the horses, they let the horses run.
Oh, yeah.
But the pasture is very similar.
Ah.
Just the only difference is you got kangaroos jumping through the herds, too. So.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Don't put a watch on them now.
But no, it was a very good experience. I'm going back here in a couple of weeks after going up to Saratoga, then a couple of days after Saratoga, then I'm headed back over for a couple of weeks.
Hmm.
Their breeding season starts September 1st, and just want to make sure everything goes smoothly the first week of breeding season over there.
Okay. So good. So you're going to be spending some time down there then?
Not really. Just going back and forth, make sure everything's running smoothly.
How long did it take you to get down there?
It was about a 27-hour trip from Cincinnati to Melbourne, start to finish.
From Cincinnati to Melbourne. How many times do you have to change plans?
You go Cincinnati, LAX, LAX to Sydney, Sydney to Melbourne.
Okay. Wow. Good Lord.
Take a book.
The hell. Yeah, take more than one.
No, I used to take a nap. A long nap.
There you go.
Well, Brian, listen, I appreciate you coming by.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you had me. I'd be more than happy to come back again. Just sorry it's been so long.
Well, I'm just, you know, you're
so many times you get more and more and more studs and stuff and exciting things happening in Australia. Stop by. We're here every Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'd like to know how things are going down there, you know, when you go down there to get things started.
Yes, sir.
Well, you said it was a little wilder down there. What did you mean by that?
Well, they run their horses. They leave their horses out a little longer. As one person said, I went down, and you whistle or whatever to the American horses, and they'll usually come to you because they think it's feed time.
Yeah, right.
So you do that, the American horses will come to you. The Australian horses are on the other side of the mountain. They don't want to come in. It's not that bad, but
yeah,
you know, I think that's great.
They're a little more shy of human contact. Just
they're not handled as much.
They're not handled as much, but they're taken care of just the same way.
Okay, I've got a question. How do they wean?
They pasture wean. We know that next year because we have not experienced that.
Oh, okay.
I imagine they pasture wean.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do. But
yeah, everybody does now.
Interesting. You know. All right, everybody line up. You lose your mommy, but you know. And the pregnant mares are by themselves.
Pregnant mares, they'll full out just like here. They have night watchmen in the barn. You know,
oh, okay.
Once it's about 3 weeks or so, they start bringing them in.
Oh, they start. Okay, that was what I.
Yeah, they have a night watchman there, just like us.
What about barren mares? How do you know when they're cycling? And
they have teasers. They'll tease them, but they just. It's a little different where we just go out and catch the horse and bring them in for vet work. They bring the whole herd in, go through inspections, and then do one at a time.
Ursel's daddy used to ride the teaser.
Yeah.
Oh, we did at TaylorMade also. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we had an OX grade one winner, Jose Ben, that we used as a teaser. And very good horse. It was a very good race horse, and he was a sire. I think he might have produced some great stakes horses, too,
before
he was done breeding.
I'm learning something.
Well, I want you to come back and tell me how they do that, because I think running like that is so good for them. What about the colts? When they're weaned and they're yearlings, do they run together?
I'm still learning that process. We're just now in the infancy of this program. You know, we have mares down there. We'll have our first foals down there this year, and then
Yeah.
But I'll make sure and ask the question as soon as I get down there and get you the answer.
Yeah, okay. So this nagging
good, that'd
woman
be fun.
Back in Lexington wants
Brian, thanks for coming yes, in.
Sir, thanks, sir, for yeah. having me over.
All righty. Thank you. Well, Mizzen Mass is one of the most versatile sires in North America, and his pedigree offers a superb outcross to most American mares. It's devoid of Mr. Prospect and Northern Dancer, Bull Ruler, and he's the son of champion sire Cozine. He has sired 7 Grade 1 winners, a champion 2-year-old, a classic winner, the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races, and of Grade 1 winners at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. Progeny is adept on dirt or grass. Mizzen Mass is having another good year at stud. This year, he is the sire of 10 stakes horses, and 5 of the 10 have won a place in graded stakes. Stands at Judmont Farm. That's the home also of the outstanding young sire, First Defense. First Defense in his first crop, sire an Eclipse Award winner, 2 millionaires, and he too is having an excellent year. His most recent stakes winner is Irish Jasper, a graded stakes winner at Belmont and Pimlico. Irish Jasper is one of 3 3-year-olds by First Defense to win stakes this year. His fourth 2015 stakes winner is a group stakes winner, Dun Dunnell. And that's just an indication of what's to come from the great group of mares covered by First Defense since his first crop came out running. So watch for yearlings by Mizzen Mass and First Defense at upcoming sales. For more information, call Garrett O'Rourke and Fried 859-272-3629 and see the website at judmont.com. Well, in stakes last weekend, the Grade 1 $400,000 Eddie Reed went to Gabriel Charles, Reverend Doris Tomello, and raised at Trackside Farm. The Grade 2 $500,000 Indiana Derby, Tiz Shady, was bred by Green Lantern Stables. The Marathon Stakes also went to El Sono, bred by Anne Marie Farm. The Emerald Express Stakes winner, Barkley, was bred by Candy Meadows. And the Count Lantham Stakes was won by Blue Dancer, bred by Keen Ridge. All raised on products from McCauley Brothers. Horses raised on McCauley products have won 109 stakes this year. 55 of them graded stakes, including 16 grade 1. And the top price for a yearling at the recent Phasic Tipton July sale was $500,000 for a Tappet filly bred and raised at Gainesway Farm. Gainesway was the leading consigner at the sale and selling 3 of the top 10 sales toppers. At the sales and at the races, horses raised on McCauley products are getting the job done. For more information, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles and see the website at McCauleyBros.com. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form, great edition. You've got 3 articles in there by Mary Simon, that's Mark Simon's better half, and Mary's great writing history, and she's writing about Mom's Command. You remember Mom's Command. She won the Coaching Club of American Oaks. She won the New York Philly NYRA Philly Triple Crown for Peter Fuller and was ridden by Mr. Fuller's daughter, Abby. She also writing about Alfred Grand Vanderbilt and Jock Whitney. Steve Anderson has got an article in there about Hall of Fame's newly elected Lava Man. John Smartman's writing on a riveting dream. She's the dam of 5 stakes winners, including she's the dam of Sheer Drama, who won the Delaware Handicap. Jay Hubday has, of course, got a column in there. He's one of my favorite writers. Now, that's the Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form. It's on the stands as we speak. And what you need to do is get the receive the Daily Racing Form breeding update. All you have to do is sign up. Just go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. And you get in-depth breeding news, sales, and auction coverage, and a whole lot more. And, of course, if it's from the Daily Racing Form, it's number one because Daily Racing Form is racing's Bible. That's, once again, drf.com/breeding update. Sign up today. All right. Have I got something to go here? Oh, we're going to play Sally. Oh, we've got Jackie. We don't can't play a Sally down there. I don't think we don't have one. Got something else we can play? Play a Briss so we can make a phone call.
Want unlimited access to pay degrees from... Visit brissett.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All right. Well, I've got Steve Moody with you. Welcome back, Steve.
Thank you, Ursa.
Well, I know you're just delighted to be back.
Oh, just as pleased as punch.
What you got in that punch? Well, you got two stakes up there today. I want the winners of both of them.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do here. It's fast and firm at Saratoga today. When I checked about 10 minutes ago. We do have a chance of showers later in the day, but... we'll hope for the best. First stake today is the ninth. That's the Sanford Stakes, of course, for two-year-olds. And we got a field of 11 that's been drawn. There's been no scratches posted as of yet. Pretty good race, Ursel. I thought there's three or four that have a pretty good shot in here. I went for a little bit of a price. The nine horse... Twirling Cinnamon was kind of bottled up most of the race at in his first start for career debut, but got through late and ran down the leader right on the wire. I thought that was a big effort considering where he was in that race. He was back in about fourth and had three horses in front of him, really nowhere to go. That race was at 5.5 furlongs. He'll go to stretch out to 6 today, so that figures to be in his favor. And he's worked well since then for Brad Cox, so I'm going to give him a chance to upset the apple cart up there today. Probably the horse to beat is the 8 horse, Cocked and Loaded. This is a Colonel John colt that's 2 for 2, including the Tremont Stakes at Belmont last time out. This is a horse that's also showed the ability to rate, and I think that certainly will benefit him. Yesterday we didn't have any wire to wire winners on the dirt. Everything came from off the pace, at least somewhat. So both these horses look like maybe have the right running style for this race. And then third, another horse coming in from Churchill. He's coming in hot for Brett Calhoun. Comes off a win in the Bashford Manor last time out. He's going to be showing speed from start. I look for him to be up there battling pretty much from the outset. So pretty well-matched group. No real stick-outs. So I'm gonna go for the price here with the 9-horse Twirling Cinnamon. 986 for the 101st running of the Sanford. The 10th race is the Diana, a grade 1. A mile and an eighth on the grass, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Compact field of 7 in here, but a very talented group. You could make a case for nearly everyone. The one thing that sticks out in this race, Ursel, is that I just don't see anybody to run with My Miss Sophia. First time they tried her on the dirt, Bill Mott was last time out. She just went right to the front and just drew away one very handily. And in here today, I don't see anybody that really can run with her. I think she's going to go right to the front again. And of course, she's stepping up, tackling a tougher group, but, if she gets out there kind of loping along on an easy lead, she certainly has back class to suggest she can handle these. So I'm going to give her the edge in here. The one horse, Teppan, it's a Bernstein filly. He's unbeaten this year. 3-for-3. Comes off a win at Churchill Downs on, at Belmont. She had won at Churchill on, I believe, Derby Day, and then went to Belmont and won the Just a Game on Belmont Stakes Day. That was a grade one, and she's probably the horse to beat. Gonna have a rail trip, so gonna have to kind of keep from getting shuffled back in there, but certainly has a big chance. And then the outside horse, Lady Laura, for the other Mott horse, got tactical speed. I look for her to be run at the end. She's a nice price too at 10-1, but like I said, I don't see anybody run with My Miss Sophia. I think she's going to take them wire to wire. 6-1-7 in the Diana.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Well, thanks. We're plugging along here. They put you right into the fire when you go to Saratoga. It's 6 days a week, and that one day. That one day respite goes by pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, go take a nap. And thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Arthur.
Excuse me.
I can do some of my announcements.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Michael said when he left, he was on his way to the horse park because today is hats off to Kentucky's Horse Industry Day. He has a booth out there for old friends. So anyway, that's today. The horse industry in Kentucky generates 80 to 100,000 in direct and indirect jobs, for crying out loud. Impacts our economy by an estimated $8 billion. So, and it's free. You get in free, and if you get out there early enough, you get a free hat. All the farms and everything donate their hats, so I guess Michael's out there with a box of hats, too. Events include children's activities, free pony rides, education booths, that would be Michael, interactive equine stations. That means that they have ponies and horses around for the kids to pet and all that good stuff. So it's really, really, really one of the best days for people to come to the horse park. It's wonderful. It's going on right now. Adina Springs is going to host a Paws party on August 22nd. Now, Paws is Paris Animal Welfare Society, and they have their annual dinner party and auction Saturday, August 22nd. It's their major fundraisers for the Paws Animal Shelters. Now, they have 300 guests. They're going to be at Adina Springs in a barn. It's wonderful. It's very nice. Theme this year is Paul Rizian Nights. They're having Furlong's Catering. It's really, really nice. I don't know what all they're having. Brulee, for one thing. Bread pudding. Potatoes. Anyway, it's wonderful. Call Linda at 859-707-5733 at $60 a ticket.
Well, DeHare has never missed. Sent black type runners to the races every year since starting with Gypsy Robin. That was in his first crop. Gypsy Robin, you remember, won 5 stakes, 2 graded stakes at Keeneland, placed in grade 1 stakes, and she earned $598,900. This year, his Mam Duha has won the $100,000 correction in New York. That was a 4th stakes win. Placed in 2 more New York stakes, the Distaff, the Vagrancy. Earned $325,000 in counting. DeHare, a grade 1 winner himself, is siring runners, and he's by the elite sire Awesome Again, out of the stakes winner Irish Cherry. Dam also of grade 1 winner Spun Cherry. DeHare stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus and Intadap. The first foal was by Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. a two-year-old and his first starter turned in a very impressive win, first time out, in a maiden special. Inadam, a noted source of speed, has sired greatest stakes winners and track record breakers. For more on the Shadwell Stallions, call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes at 859-224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, the first foals by Spitestown hit the tracks in 2008. So did the first foals by Medaglia d'Oro and Tappet. Very good year for first crop sires. Since then, Spitestown has sired 68 stakes winners, Medaglia d'Oro 66, Tappet 63. Here's another statistic to think about. Spitetowns is North America's number one sire lifetime by percentage of stakes winners with 12.7. Just edging Distorted Humor, 12.5. Distorted Humor, of course, is a Spitetown stablemate at Windstar Farm. Spitetown having another great year at stud in 2015. Through last Saturday, it sired the winners of just short of $6 million. His nine stakes winners have won 14 stakes. Six of his nine winners won graded stakes, among them another grade one winner. Spitestown has ranked among the top 10 on the North American sire list for six straight years, once again bettering his contemporaries, and he stands at Windstar Farm. Watch for Spitestown yearlings at the upcoming sales, and for more information, call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tuggle, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, WindstarFarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All right, Jackie, you want to finish that up?
Yeah, I want to say once more, Horse Aid Live. No. Hats off. Kentucky's Horse Industry Day is today. They're also having the Rude and Riddle Kentucky Grand Prix, which is a great show comping competition in the beautiful outdoor Rolex Stadium. All right, coming up, Horse Aid Live will be August 1st at Masterson. It's a combined test and dressage show. The point is to promote humane treatments for all equines, regardless of breeds, and to provide support for nonprofits that take care of horses. Now, like I said, it's August 1st at Masterson. Turn the page. Breeders' Cup Horse Week. Wait a minute. The week of Breeders' Cup, they are going to have a big celebration around here. The whole week is filled with stuff. One of them is Horse Farm Tours. That is that's going to be really packed. So you need to go to BreedersCupFestival.com, Horse Farm Tours. Let's see what else. Oh, we're here at the training center. They have planks and posts, and they'll build your fences and all that kind of stuff. It's for sale here at the Thoroughbred Center. You can pick up the stuff yourself, or they will deliver. You can build it yourself, or they will build it, and I think they paint them. So we're out here at the Kentucky Thoroughbred Training Center. So now, Masterson Park is having one of their Everybody Pitch In to Help Clean Up the Place. It's going to be on Sunday, August 12th. It's called Sprucing Up. If you can bring a weed eater or chainsaw or any of that stuff, be sure to do it. It's a lot of fun. Just show up. You don't have to call anybody. Just show up.
All right. Well, here are some recent firsts for Spencer Stallions. First yearling sold from the first crop by Dominus. Brought $250,000 at the phase he tipped in July sale. Manipulated, a first-time starting two-year-old by Malibu Moon, won the $125,000 Rockville Center Stakes at Belmont on July the 18th. The next day, Hammer's Vision, a two-year-old colt from the first crop by the Canadian-based spendthrift stallion Court Vision, became his sire's first winner, won a maiden special at Belmont. Just a week earlier, Crumbling Spirit, another two-year-old from the Court Vision's first crop, ran second, just got beat ahead in the $150,000 Shady Wells Stakes to become his sire's first stern black type. Dominus won graded stakes on dirt and turf. He's by champion sire, Smart Strike, out of a stakes-winning daughter of Lord of War. You'll see more of his good-looking first crop yearlings at upcoming sales. Malibu Moon ranked seventh on the 2015 sire list. Court Vision won 8 graded stakes, 5 grade 1, earned over $3.7 million. He won graded stakes at Aqueduct and Turkel as a 2-year-old and went on to win grade 1 Breeders' Cup mile. He stands at Park Stud in Canada. For more on the Spendthrift Stallions, call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, and Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, let me give you the Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last week. Compliments to the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, which is headed, of course, by Chauncey Morris. And at Del Mar, the Grade 180 Reed went to Gabriel Charge by Street Hero, bred by Doris Tumilo. The Grade 2 Indiana Derby, Tiz Shady by Tiz Now. Tiz Now, of course, at Windstar Farm. This one bred by Green Lantern Stables. The Grade 2, wait a minute. Yeah, here we go. Grade 2 Indiana Oaks was won by High Dollar Woman, 3-0 filly by Super Saver, another Windstar Stallions. The Grade 2 Dajinsky Stakes up at Woodbine, winner was... Are You Kidding Me by Runaway and Hyde, bred by John Bates, Ron Kirk, Greg McDonald, Ryden Shaw, and Soons. Man, everybody. Mary had all kinds of owners. Arlington Park's Grade 3 Hanshin Cup went to Midnight Cello by Midnight Lute, bred by Carolyn Vogel. The Duchess Stakes at Woodbine, Her Majesty's Flag by Midshipman, bred by the Sun Valley Farm. The Marathon Stakes at Sunray Park. Al Soto won that. By Limestone, bred by Anne Marie Farm. The Miss Woodford Stakes at Monmouth Park went to Fusichi Red. Fusichi Pegasus the sire. He's down at Ashford Stud. Having a good year, Fusichi Pegasus is. And this one bred by Jack Anderson. The Emerald Express Stakes at Emerald Downs went to Barkley by the leading second crop sire, Munnings, bred by the Candy Meadows. Of course, Munnings also stands at... Ashford Stud. The Huckesson Stakes in Delaware went to Heaven's Runway by Runaway and Hyde, bred by Dr. KK and Dr. VD J. Arman. The Carl Hanford Memorial in Delaware, Ain't Got Time by Roman Ruler, bred by Ed Seltzer and Beverly Anderson. The Don Bernhardt Stakes at Ellis Park, Bag O' Day by Firestar Day, bred by the Columbine Stables. Kent Handicap at Emerald Downs went to Bell Hill by Sky Macer, bred by Eugene Melnick. The $100,000 Indiana General Assembly Distaff Stakes, Antonio Autumn by Bernstein, bred by Castleton Lions and Kilboy Estate. The Michael G. Schaefer Stakes at Indiana went to Ulan Bader by Awfully Wild, bred by Mary Ann Charleston. Lamplighter Handicap at Monmouth, Nana's Boy by Distorted Humor, who, of course, is at Windstar. This one bred by the Propoli Stable. The Count Latham Handicap at Northlands went to Blue Dancer by Bluegrass Cat, bred by Keen Ridge Racing. The, Prairie Gold Juvenile at Prairie Meadows went to Stormation by Stormy Atlantic, bred by the Mercedes Stable. Yesterday at Saratoga, the Sky LaVille Grade 3 off the tracks. That's a Philly 3-2, by Curlin, bred by Lee McMillan. And the Grade 2 Lake George Stakes went to Mrs. McDougal by Medaille d'Oro, bred by Aaron and Marie Jones. Got about 4 minutes. Is that all we got left? I don't have that much left, do we? Anyway, You got anything left over, Jackie?
Well, I got one more horse show. This Kentucky Summer 1 ends up tomorrow, and Kentucky Summer 2 starts Thursday through next weekend.
Okay, very good. All right, well, of course, they're running the Coaching Club American Oaks tomorrow, and the first winner of that was Wistful, and that was in 1917. And she was a full course in 1914. She was by Starshoot, who topped the sire list how many times? Seven or eight times, something like that, over at Hamburg, out of a mare named Willful by Mirthful. Let me see. Well, I don't know how many times he topped that sire list, but he was more than Bold Ruler. I know that, and he did it six times. That Wistful was a half-sister to a horse named The Clown, who won the Latonia Derby. At the old Latonia, of course, placed in some other stakes, including the Saranac and the Chesapeake, and went to stud somewhere. And this is a family of Yorkville, of Yowl, and so forth. But anyway, that was the first winner of the first Wistful winner of the Coaching Club of American Oaks. And then, in 1949, another Wistful won it. She was a chestnut mare. Born in 1946 by Sun Again. I bred a mare to Sun Again at one time. He was a nice kind of stud horse. Stood out of Calumet Farm. And he was a side 36 winners. And unfortunately, the one mine wasn't. Anyway, Wistful was out of Easy Last by Blenheim the Second. Now, Wistful was a really top mare. She won, let's see, she won the, let me get the race right. She was a champion three-year-old filly. And, after she also, in addition to the Coaching Club American Oaks, she won the Kentucky Oaks and the Pimlico Oaks and, placed in some other stakes. She also was, went on to become a champion three-year-old filly. And, she was, a good producer, although she didn't have but one, three foals, but her first foal was one of the best horses I ever saw, a horse named General Duke by Bull Lee. I saw him set a new world record at Gulfstream Park going a mile and an eighth in 146.8 the day he won the Florida Derby, beating Bull Ruler, beating Round Table, beating them all that day. And unfortunately, he went bad before the Derby, and they did, I think he ran in the Derby trial, and it just didn't run worth a hoot, Nanny. They had to retire him and then brought him back a little bit later and tried to get him back in the races, and he turned out to be a wobbler, and they had to put him down. He was a Bull Lee. But Wistful was a top race mare. That was her first foal. All right, I think I just got about a minute left before I have to check out. I haven't heard my music down there yet, Robert. We got a, but there it goes, right on cue. All righty, well, thanks for listening. Thank you, Robert, for a fine job down at the studio. Rest of here. What, you point a finger?
Who's following you?
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for Cameron Mills, whose show comes up next. It's always fun to listen to. I listen to it all the way back to Gay Perry. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Who cares?